It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning, it's January 6th, and here are the stories we have for you at this hour. Authorities say a man arrested in another man's fatal shooting near Aberdeen last week is due in court. The suspect is expected in court Monday to face a charge of first-degree murder. The suspect was arrested Friday night. Authorities have not released the name of the suspect or the victim. The shooting occurred after an altercation early Thursday in rural Aberdeen. Authorities have said they were treating the death as a homicide. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, also known as OSHA, has cited Columbia Grain International for a fatal worker accident. The agency is proposing a $190,000 penalty against the Portland, Oregon-based company after a worker died while cleaning a bin last July in eastern North Dakota. 58-year-old Kevin Anderson was cleaning a bin when he became buried under 15 feet of corn and died. The company has 15 business days to contest the findings. Police say two officers, an unlicensed teen driver, and a passenger have been hurt in a crash in Watford City. Authorities say two Watford City police vehicles with emergency lights on were traveling northbound on Main Street early Sunday morning. A 17-year-old boy driving a GMC pulled over to yield to the first vehicle, then pulled back on the street where he was struck by the second police vehicle. The officers, the teen, and a 36-year-old male passenger were also hurt. Police say the injuries were minor. A tow truck driver in South Dakota was killed when he was struck by a car as he was trying to remove a vehicle from the ditch. Police in Watertown, South Dakota, say the crash happened 8:30 a.m. Saturday, killing 47-year-old Dale Jones of Watertown. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.